is at a new time slot Monday.
Blog Talk Radio.
And coming up on today's show, she welcomes back Cindy Smith because it's all about empowered and trusting your intuition. Stay tuned. NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden and other world leaders are reacting to the death of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. He died Tuesday at the age of 91. Biden praised Gorbachev, saying the last leader of the Soviet Union helped create a safer world and greater freedom for millions. The Justice Department is revealing prosecutors got a search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Florida home after receiving evidence of a likely effort to hide classified documents in defiance of a grand jury subpoena. Justice correspondent Ryan Riley says it cast doubts on Trump's defense after the DOJ included photos of several documents clearly marked top secret in its late-night filing.
He just wasn't supposed to have these documents under the law, regardless of their classification level.
The DOJ had a deadline by the end of the day Tuesday to file its response to Trump's request for an independent third party or special master to review documents seized in the search. President Biden has approved a request from Mississippi to declare a federal emergency for the city of Jackson and surrounding areas. Nearly 200,000 people have no reliable water in Jackson. Claude Menegas reports recent flooding worsened a long-standing issue with the capital city's O.B. Curtis water treatment plant, resulting in failure.
The city manages the plant and say they've been needing additional resources for years. The people have had issues with the water for some time. The current boil water notice has been there for over a month.
The state has stepped in, bringing in their experts to try and figure out what's happened with the pumps and see how they can make the necessary repairs for reliable running water. Governor Tate Reeves declared a new state of emergency, calling in the National Guard to distribute water to over 180,000 people. A report says Prince William and Prince Harry won't be together on this, the 25th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. The Telegraph reports the two princes will mourn the passing of their late mother separately. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This week at Albertsons and Safeway, get value packs of bone-in USDA choice beef ribeye steak or frozen waterfront bistro jumbo raw shrimp for $5.77 per pound and sweet red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents per pound with this week's digital-only deal.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on, and thank you so much for all of that. We've got a great show for you today. I'm just going to make a little adjustment, and I'm going to just probably drive everybody crazy here. Watch what I do. See, this is like you're not supposed to do this. Okay, so everybody just watch what you're not supposed to do. Because this is the kind of show we're having today. Hold on a minute. I'll show you. Watch. Ready? Okay, now I'm there. Now I'm not. Hold on. I'll be right back. Right? Everybody's watching.
Live radio and it's Friday.
Live radio. She wanted some light. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Pat, what'd you do? Where'd you go?
Wait a minute. I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. I was just messing with you. Morning drive, darling.
Morning drive. So one of the things that I love is, I went up and I just changed my lights. And so why did I do that? Well, here's the thing. When you're in this world and you decide to make some changes, how prepared are you for the unexpected? What happens when you have a hiccup, a pothole, an ice cream cone with sprinkles? Even the good things takes you off your game. Today, empowered and trusting your intuition with my very special guest, Cindy Smith. This is this conversation, and here's why. She and I have a few things in common. But I just recently made what some people have called a very, very big, big change. I didn't think it was a big change. I thought it was like a natural thing. I thought like, oh my gosh, I have an opportunity to move from this time spot to this time spot. I'm still going to be with Benny, still going to be with Jacob, still going to be. But everybody that saw this was like, oh my God, what did you do? What happened to you? Are you sick? No, none of that. Because today, Cindy is going to tell you what this is about. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to fold them, and you got to know when you're ready for that next move. How does she know this? Founder of Angel Empowerment Practitioner Certification Course. That is a lot of people coming to her and saying, I want to learn this. I want to be this. I want to do it. Cindy, okay, I want to do it. I want to learn it. I want to be it. I want to do it. I want to do it. So imagine responsibility, right? I just do a show. I just have a network. I don't have to train people and say, this is going to be your future. I'm here to say, she has to do that. Today, we're going to find out why all of us that are stepping out are learning empowered and trusting your intuition. That's what she does. She has a fabulous, fabulous show. We're going to tell you about that. But when you're talking about Benny, are you ready? The change off.
There, you got it. First ceremony of the morning.
Okay, this is what I was. This is when I became a minister. I became a minister a bunch of years ago, and I started to do a little preaching. And I said, "The change off." That's what we're talking about. Cindy's story of change and what it means to follow your intuition. Cindy, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. You know, and I love just how you started this off by sharing, because your story about making the time change, that is, to me, that's empowered, because you had the guidance. Whatever senses you used, you just knew that it was in your best interest and for other people listening to the show to change the time. Even though, of course, it changes other people's lives because you tune in now at 7 a.m. your time. That's what I call being empowered and trusting your guidance. Even for when other people go, that doesn't make sense to me, when you have a time slot that's already working. So way to go, Dr. Pat, for listening to your guidance. That's how I would say.
You know what? It's interesting. Thank you for saying that, Cindy, because what's interesting about it is we did this so quickly, or shall I say it happened so quickly, not just because of what we did, but, you know, in honoring our sister station here, KKNW, that Benny's on, they also had to make adjustments on their end. They also had, you know, who's going to do the 10 and 11th spot. I mean, they're also running a business. So you take a look at things and you say, yeah, this is about me, but it's not only about me. Because I could have waited another month. I could have dragged it on. But, you know, there's sometimes when you know the knowing. I want to talk with you about that, because you know in your own story, there's a place where you know the knowing. And once you know the knowing, you may hold it for 3 seconds before doubt and fear and trust comes in. I'm in awe about what you created. I could be responsible for a whole bunch of hosts, but I don't think I could be responsible for certifying anybody in anything. But what was this like for you? I mean, what were your tipping points along the way where you had to face your own version of change?
Well, let's just quickly go back how I started this listening to my guidance.
Yeah.
I think all of us, you know, most people understand the word intuition, but most people, well, wouldn't say, how do you link the whole angel thing into intuition? What happened for me, and this was 2007, I had one of those life-changing moments, and we all have these changing moments throughout our lifespan, but it depends if we follow through on it, and I'll explain about the fear that came along with it. So just to put it quickly, walked into a bookstore because I was wanting to buy an angel oracle deck for my mom. When I got into the bookstore, I found out the section, and this is back in 2007, and that isn't, you know, the card decks weren't as popular as they are right now, right?
Right.
So, but this is what happened for me. My background is drug and alcohol counseling. I was working full-time, had two small children, and run a landscaping business with my husband. What happened was is when I picked up a deck with the intention to buy it from Mom, I heard what I refer to as a booming voice, and it actually changed. So it would be like, you know, Benny giving me this booming through the mic, "Those are for you." It was a lower, and it sounded, I thought Candid Camera had come all the way to Powell River, B.C., like literally. So I walked around the store waiting because the voice was so loud, so clear, and it wasn't my thought. It was like booming. But what happened is nobody come out to say, "We got you, we've tricked you." I went back to the shelf, picked up the same deck, and got the booming voice again. So if you are like me and you've ever heard some real strong guidance and you wonder, where did that come from? I dropped into fear thinking that I was having a mental breakdown. I'm so on because I was, you know, stressed, but realized that there had to be something to this because that's where when Dr. Pat's talking about the knowing. So yeah. Right there in that store back in July 2007, I knew that there was something to this, even though I was freaked out. And I bought that deck for myself. I bought a deck for my mom. I walked out of the store. I had 2 weeks of still going in and out of the doubt. So everybody, what that means is I didn't even open the deck. It took me 2 weeks to have the courage because, again, that inner knowing, that's when I opened up that deck, I knew my life was going to change, and it did. So because when I read the little book and the instructions and everything that went through it, I pulled out 7 cards, and I'd never seen anything so accurate. So that's how... So how did I get out of the fear to get into the trust? And it took a little time, took 2 weeks, because I knew change. I knew change was around the corner. And I think now where I was then and what I do now, oh, my gosh. If I had, just think of how it would have been different if I would have put the deck back on the shelf, walked out of that store, and said, "Nah, I just made that voice up."
Yeah.
So.
See, this is why I wanted to talk with you about this, because there is so much now that is happening in the world in terms of how people are making decisions. Let me give you an example, because a friend of mine said that I needed to write a counter article. She knew what I had studied in school and knew that one of the things that was important to me was to really understand the consequences of broken promises, right? Better known as psychological contracts. These are big academic terms, right?
Right.
So when you study some in school, you can't just say, "Oh, this is what the paper is about." You've got to have this long, right? But the bottom line is this. There are agreements that are made. And so in the world now, they don't know what to call it. They started to call it the Great Resignation for how to describe people at work. Then now they've come up with something new. Quiet resignation or quiet something. So here's what they're baffled about, which you and I, it's going to make sense to. You know why? Because we're entrepreneurs. We're out, right? We're here in the world. So what's baffling everybody is, oh, we don't know why people are rethinking their lives. We don't know why they're rethinking their jobs. We don't know why they're not loyal. And I just want to say hello. I want to go back to 1992 when you repealed the psychological contract of job security. Hello. But in the world, people are learning to step out. What we're not learning very well is what you just described. Here's the question for you. I believe in a benevolence. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe in, like, every moment I wake up, I got to watch out for evil that's standing on my back deck. So I believe in a higher order of benevolence, which means sometimes you have to take a step forward and a step back, but ultimately things will change for the better. What did you learn in how to eradicate doubt? Because, see, doubt is that thing that's going to creep in, right? Yes. Even when you – we could talk about fear to you and I, Green.
Yes.
But because fear is like up in your face, right? You're going to jump from an airplane. Oh, I'm afraid. But doubt is like, I'm going to jump from an airplane. Oh, and I don't think my like, tandem partner knows what they're doing, right? So what is your experience with doubt?
When I think doubt – just like that day at the store that was the life changer for me, when I think doubt, what happens is when we start to trust our inner guidance, whether it's through vision, whether it's that thought that comes up, a feeling, the knowing, when we start to make even tiny little changes when we are paying attention. And what happens then, if I think back, and even before I started to do this type of work, what can eradicate doubt? It's almost like universe steps up to the plate and says, we're going to show you. And when they do that, what it does is it gives us the ability to trust that there is something there assisting us. There's this guidance, this energy, vibration, angels, creators, spirit guides, whatever you want to call it, there's something more than just this physical body that we encase and are part of. So what happens is doubt gets eradicated when you follow through with something because you know it, you hear it, you feel it, you see it, and it all works out, and you go, wow, okay, this is what it means to do this. And so then when the doubt creeps up the next time around, you easily get rid of it because you've learned to trust yourself. And that is how definitely I have this joke with my team. I say my angel team, but I have this little thing that I say to them, you know, there's no longer I need any proof. But I am telling you, I live proof after proof after proof of what happens when we follow our guidance.
Yeah.
And that's how you get rid of doubt, because you've got to be into the action step of following what you know is your truth. And when you do that, boom, doubt's gone.
Yeah. See, that's what I wanted to talk with you today. Because, you know, we're talking about two sides of the same coin for a lot of people. You know, you have the perspective, this global, I don't know what to call it, let's call it global economic perspective. You know, look, you're wearing beautiful purple. I'm showing up in black and white. So let's give me a black and white moment about how we talk about human dynamics, which you actually cannot do, but I'm going to try. Sometimes we want to simplify it to, you don't know what's going on. And then when you take it from an individual's perspective, they are rethinking things. They are contemplating their lives. They're deciding, well, yeah, I'm quiet. Maybe I want to create more balanced life. You see, what's fascinating is that from one person's perspective, you're doing something harmful and bad. From another person's perspective, the individual, you're really having an awakening. And I want to ask you, we hear the word awakening a lot, right, in the circles you and I travel. We hear that. As if it was a magic pill, like in the Matrix, right? They need a pill, and then boom. But let's talk about this, because when you're awake, you adventure out in a new adventure. And isn't that where intuition is more important than it's ever been?
Yes. Yeah, in my term of awakening is paying attention. It's the more that we're paying attention to our senses, to the communication, to the listening, however you want to describe it, what it does is it lifts our vibration, and it's an awakening. And for, you know, my belief system, sometimes for people, they need the world rocked up just a little bit to take that next step, to start believing in themselves, start paying attention, have the big awakening. Because I know, you know, I know when things shifted with the pandemic, like just thinking it that way, you know, the theme that people were saying, this is going to cause people to wake up. So for me, I think it really, it's about change. Awakening is really about change. If you want to call it stepping into a little bit of a higher vibration, focusing on the positive, how do we turn the negative into positive? It's really, it's that opening up to look beyond what is just right in front of you. I don't know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because that's really, really part of the conversation today, you know, and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about being able, let me use the word if I could, Cindy. For those of you just tuning in, Cindy, look, I was so excited to have the show with Cindy Smith for a lot of reasons. One is that you're going to hear her. She walks the talk. She does it in her own show. She's bringing on some incredible people. When her show comes on, those phone lines light up. It doesn't matter who you got going over there on the channel for her, because people want to get some help in this area. This is why we decided to do this show. And I wanted to say for all of you, I want to give you the same opportunity, and you know the phone, 1-800-930-2819. Benny will pick up here. And what I want to say to everybody is the reason that this is a conversation is because if you're a Cindy Smith and you're the founder of Angel Empowerment and you are working with other people, it's not just your own doubt that you have to look at, but you have to help all these other beautiful souls step up and work into their life calling. And to do that, you must master what we're talking about today. Right, Cindy?
Yes. My passion is teaching people to do exactly what we've been talking about, to step into their personal power, to learn to trust. And so, yes, I created the Angel Empowerment Practitioner Program several years ago. And, yes, I've taught thousands of practitioners out there. But mostly I would say a high percentage of people that step up to take the training, they do it for themselves. And I always say, do it for yourself first. Yes, you can become certified. Yes, you can go out there and share your light with the world. But it's those basic steps around empowerment that I love. That's why I love going from the first day of the course to the last day of the course and watch how students go from, oh my gosh, I can't believe I signed up for this, because I do push people out of their comfort zone. And they're freaking out because what? I am going to pull 3 cards for a fellow student, all of that doubt. And then by the last day of the class, they're looking at me, I can do this. Like, because what happens in that short span is exactly what we've been talking about. They get proof, right? They get messages. They start to learn those senses right off the bat because I've pushed them. They're stepping into paying attention, learning how to use these senses that we naturally do. It's unfortunately, you know, we get to a certain age as a child and, you know, we're told to stop trusting that inner knowing in certain ways because we're to kind of follow the guidance of what adults know best for us. So that's part of why I do this. You know, Pat, when you say, I can't believe you take on this teaching people and the responsibility with it, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it lifts my spirit. We talk about awakening. Every class or student I teach, I feel so much joy because I watch the change with people. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I said. You and I have quite a bit in common. We may not be doing the same thing, but there's a joy we get from the things we do. Well, that was an interesting quote. We may not be doing the same things, but there's a joy we get from the things we do. And, you know, part of that is being able to face whatever shows up. Now, we learn from our mistakes, and I'm not afraid to use the word mistakes. Look, in my opening, I used the word failure. I have gotten more grief over a 20-year period for using the sentence, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Everybody wanted me to change that. And I'm like, no, that came to me in 2001. Before I even did the show. That was a question I had to ask myself. But you and I are here today because this message for the people, and we're going to go to Mandy in a minute on the phones, but we're here to say to folks, you may get fear, you may get doubt. They are not showstoppers, are they, Cindy?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so when we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, a few things we're going to talk about. And Mandy, we're going to get right to the phones. We're going to bring you on here when we come back from break. But one of the things we should know about is how can we be guided? You know, what if you wake up in the morning and you're this brand new entrepreneur and you have hit the streets and you're excited and maybe you have the certification that we're talking about today. And you're living and breathing in the joy of what you know and how you can help people. And a little voice says, you are such a fraud. You have $13 in your bank account. Now what? We're going to take a short break when we come back more with that. But before we go to break, Cindy, can you tell people how they can find out about you, the certification, all of the above?
So on my website, Cindy Smith, AEP.com, so Apple, Edward, Paul. So AEP, Angel Empowerment Practitioner.com. All my trainings, everything that we do, my co-host for the show, it's all there, Cindy Smith, AEP.com.
And by the way, if you're wondering if any of that helps with healing, yes, we're going to talk about healing when we come back. Because if you're waking up every day or you can't sleep at night and you're excited about what you do, but all you can think about, which may or may not even be true, is I have $13 in my bank account. Maybe, just maybe, there's a little healing that needs to go on. Benny, Jacob, let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
I'm a time running wild in the end of the every time I thought I started married, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Power Up with Dr. Pat at a new time. The Dr. Pat Show is still bringing you talk radio to thrive by now at a new time. Listen and watch live on KKNW and the Transformation Network Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Stay tuned for new perspectives, powerful conversations, and epic transformation. For more information on how and where to find Dr. Pat and the rest of the Transformation Network hosts, visit thedrpatshow.com.
In body, in power, in soul. activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul Inspired Reflections, Ascension, A Humble Awakening of the Heart, join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan DeMay. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDeney.com. That's DeneE.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm much too fast to take that test. I'm danger in the
Welcome back, everybody. It's so great to have you tune us in on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is one of our new time spots. And I am to say to all of you, because this is something I didn't do, and then Cindy's also going to mention, one, how you can find out about her, but also about the podcast and her fabulous co-hosts. But the thing I want all of you to know is we will be bringing shows back to the 11 o'clock spot. That will be on Transformation Talk Radio. We're in a little transition period at the moment, but you can catch us here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW Monday at 7 and Wednesday at 7, and today happens to be that. And as I said, Cindy, thank you for joining me here today. Before we get rolling, and Mandy, we're going to get right to you. Before we get rolling, tell people again how they can find out about you, but let's talk a minute about the show, because folks may not know what you set up. It's almost like you set up an angel empowerment network.
Yes. Well, so we started the podcast, Angel Empowerment Show, and I have three co-hosts, Sam, Deb, and Nola. And you know how I was talking earlier about, you know, training and doing what I do? Well, by me being that teacher that's out there sharing my empowerment, it creates a community, and so all three co-hosts have done all of the training with me, have put it into action, walk their talk, and now here we are. I always say this is how things line up. So several years later, here we are doing a show together in Angel Empowerment. So they are all advanced practitioners, they're Angel Empowerment healers, but they have their own story, their own expertise, and really some amazing stories with my co-hosts that I love doing the show with them. And because there's the four of us that are bringing our own individual expertise around angel empowerment. You know, I get to teach it, and then people get to make it happen for what works for them. So I've just been loving the show, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
So thank you for creating. This is, you know, you create community big time. I create community in my way. And you doing what you do allows people like myself to be out there to share our empowerment with people. So, you know, I always say I hold up my hands to people like you and all the people that work in the background, because it's important for people to have a space to be able to listen and learn. And we all resonate with different people.
Yeah.
Right? My big thing is I always say to people, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
If what I share with you resonates with you, great. Use the skills. If it doesn't, leave it.
Yeah.
This isn't me or you forcing people to believe what we believe. We're just saying, this is our guidance. We've followed it. This is what we do. And we love to share to empower other people. So you've been doing it for a long time, Dr. Pat.
Mm.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Cindy, because you're right about this. And I love that we can evolve and change, too. One of the things that also was important for me was our fabulous audience, our listeners. And I would love to go to the phones and bring Mandy on, Benny, if we could, because that is what Cindy's talking about. That's what she loves to do. That's what her co-hosts do. That is the connection in the community we're talking about. It's all of you that we are communing with. So, Benny, can we bring Mandy on?
Yeah, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mandy.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you. And hi, Cindy. Delighted to be able to talk to you ladies. I resonate because I also believe in, like, being a part of the community, trying to help, and this has been my philosophy for many, many years, always been volunteering. And I felt the call. It's like you were talking about intuition. I just had this strong urge. And even based on my astrology, everything that was going on, I felt like, okay, this is the time I started a group and put it on a popular platform. I don't want to, you know, give out details right now, but I didn't get the response. I mean, I'm just not getting any. There are no members have joined, and I'm just like, what is this? Mm. I felt the calling, I felt the urge, I felt the intuition, and nothing's happening. So I'm a little deflated, and I'm wondering what's going on. If you can give me any insight, or if you have any intuition, I'd love to hear it.
I'm going to let Cindy go first, and then I'm going to go.
So,
go ahead, Cindy.
So, Mandy, you know, first I'd like to say way to go for trusting, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, as frustrating as it is for us at times, when we, like, you put things into place, you're listening to guidance, this is uh-huh. what you are doing.
Uh-huh.
I refer to it sometimes as divine timing. Okay.
Yeah.
And I also, it's, you know, when I talked about that proof and remove the doubt, it's just trust me, you're going to have people joining you very soon. But what I would suggest for you to do is, it's that the doubt that came up because it didn't happen really quickly. And then what that does is it starts to create blocks, and it's shifted up. You know, I say to the team, remove all blocks that are getting in my way. And I continue to trust that my guidance and everything that's happened, people are going to hear about it. People are going to be joining me, and it's going to happen. It comes down to simple divine timing, okay? And the reason I always say divine timing is sometimes it takes a bit for the angels to line everything up exactly the way it's going to work for you. Okay?
I would really encourage
you to get back into that trust, Mandy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been 50 plus years, so I think I've been very patient with the divine timing. I didn't feel the call. I didn't feel the urge. I'm telling you. So, like, if it's not going to happen now, I don't know when it will. And I will continue to trust, but I really wanted to hear if you got any strong sense of where it would go.
When? So
where
are you?
Go, like,
if it's 50 plus years, though, then, you know, you've been guided 50 plus years and it hasn't worked, then it's also making sure that you're shifting your vibration up.
Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
I know that. That can be, you've expected it.
I have. I felt like this is it. Okay, I'm ready.
Let me just jump in. Let me jump
sure.
in a minute.
Please.
Okay, so
sure.
Benny's right here with me. We've been doing this 20 years. When I first started this, I started it on a different network, and I had expectations. I had on the back of my business card, I don't have it here, but that I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out.
Uh-huh.
That was my primary goal, to do that. But then I got hooked into this other thing, and let me tell you what it is. A little bird may have said something to me that sounds like you're not really, it's not really happening, Pat, unless people are calling to your show every day and the phone lines are full. See, that's the equivalent of the membership idea that you're talking about, right, Mandy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You create a baseline.
Yes. I didn't actually, and the baseline is much less than yours. I'm really being very realistic. And
But let me finish my story.
Yes.
I totally forgot about what I put on the back of my car. I totally forgot that. And I went to this thing that this is not working. Benny will tell you, this is not working because we are not getting college, Benny.
Right.
And I became so fanatical about it for like about a year that finally one of the callers called in. I can't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Susie or Jackie or one of them. But they called in, and they said essentially to me, stop, Dr. Pat. Stop already with this. We don't call in for a reason. And they said the reason we don't call in is, one, we get annoyed when other people call in when you're doing an interview with Joe Dispenza or somebody like that. But the other thing is we don't need to call in. We're getting enough now.
Right.
Once I heard that, my energy shifted and the phone lines got full. So what is the point of me saying this to you? This is what Cindy and I were talking about today. It would be so easy for any one of the three of us or anybody here, Jacob and Benny, to fall into the mode of it is not working because of some external thing, baseline, benchmark that we've created. The question really is it working for you in your heart? That's what you have to hold on to, because the minute we assign an external marker to it, the minute we say, oh, I'm going to decide whether it's working for me, this new event you have is working for me, because I'm waiting for some external baseline benchmark to validate me. And if you can move away from looking at the numbers, give yourself a month. Right? See, I like to, I'm very practical sometimes.
I set up the event in 2 weeks, and so you know I put it out there, and I'm hoping, and I really I'm keeping my expectations really limited. In fact, I want a small group. That's just the way I, you know, visualized it.
Okay, so I'm going to help you with this right now. Take the limits off God, Spirit. Take the limits off. Just trust me. This is what I'm saying about this. You don't have to limit it, right?
Okay.
You know, Cindy started a brand new show with us, and by every sign in this medium, right, she should not be getting callers. By every benchmark this industry wants to place on a new show. And that is not her story, and that is not her case. And she never said dot, 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 and her co-host and the phone lines ring. So if you could hold on and just for a minute, for whatever 2 weeks you have left, just take the limits off Spirit. Just write, Cindy, just like, just erase, I only want 15. Does that make sense, Cindy? What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, take complete limits off. Just allow the right people to join. Ask. I always ask. And I did pull a card for you, Mandy, from my deck.
Okay.
And the card that you got was speak your truth. So think of it as sharing your truth and trusting it. Okay. I really get that things will move forward for you. And just to understand, when I started this in 2008 teaching, I had two people in my first class.
I didn't
only
have
two people. Now, most people would say that that is a failure. And I went, no way. Because for me, it was like I got to teach what I love to teach, and I got some practice.
Yeah, Mandy, me too.
People.
Both of us, Cindy. My first event was two people, Mandy. And honest to God, I promoted that thing for like 3 months and on radio promoted it. And I had two people show. I had rented like this gigantic space.
Oh, wow.
But the two people that showed up, here's what happened. The two people that showed up, I turned it into something very intimate. And they became coaching clients for me. But I learned that I really wasn't ready at that time to teach a larger group. But as a result of what we did together as three people in a very large room, and it just helped me. It was a sign. Mm-hmm. I like what Cindy said. If you can just take all the limits off, what is the event? Are you allowed to talk about when it's up, when it's coming, Mandy?
Well, it's a grief support group. And
yeah.
I am speaking my truth. I believe in this. I believe I'm meant to do this work. I want to do this work.
Yeah.
I want to be of help. You know?
Yeah,
so
we need it.
There.
We need it. We need it. Where? How do people find out about it?
Meetup.
Okay. So I'm trying to ask you how we can tell the audience that they can sign up.
Just go to Meetup, look for grief support. And you'll find it.
Okay.
New York.
Can we have a date?
A date. Yes, the event is set for September 14th.
Very good. And is there any contact information you want to share for people for this incredible group?
They can message me if they go to the group site and, can reach out. Any information they'd like. Yeah.
Pat, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and grab her information here, I think.
Thank you, Benny.
Say to Mandy, this is a prime example of you following your intuition. You just have this, you said it right off the bat, things were lining up, I wanted to call in. And then you're sharing your story with us, and then Dr. Pat gives the opportunity to share with our listeners about your event. My saying all the time, there is never coincidence, ever.
Right.
Everything lines up the way that it's supposed to. So thank you, Mandy, for trusting to call in, because there is a reason you did that.
Yeah. And now every listener on this show and everybody that's going to hear the replay of it knows that you've started a grief support. Now they know a grief support group, which is so needed right now. Now they know that you've done something amazing. Now they know to go find it on Meetup. Now they know. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Cindy, this is great. I love this.
I love how it works.
And I want to remind people again, for you, you're the founder of Angel Empowerment and the practitioner certification. Let's tell people again how they can be part of this, because folks are wanting to do something different in their lives. They're wanting to make that connection, and they're also wanting to be of service and help others heal. How do they learn this? How do they sign up for this?
So if you, like I said, my website, cindysmithaep.com, if you hit the trainings tab, the very first little box, it's going to say the Angel Empowerment Practitioner Premium Course. So what that means is anybody out there, you can take my online version, and you have 5 modules to go through. You meet with me live twice a month, and all of my content, and I mean all of my content, is within that. And it's such a reasonable price. Like, it's amazing what you get. And once you're done, there is some qualifications, but you can be certified. And I'm a people person. I like to meet the people that are taking my training, even if they're doing it online at their own pace. So that's why I like to do the 2 meetings on Zoom with me twice a month, because I like to get to know you. You get to know me. Well, you'll get to know a lot of me, because I'm an experiential teacher. And so I show you how I've taken that doubt. I've taken all of those questions along the way. Am I doing the right thing? I show you how I've put that into practice so that you can find your niche in putting things into practice. So Again, CindySmithAAP.com. There is online training. And even our Angel Empowerment Healing, which we, I know Dr. Pat, we said we wanted to get into.
Yeah.
We do that. It isn't online at your own pace, but we do it through Zoom 5 days. But to become an Angel Empowerment Healer, there's a prerequisite of the basic AAP. So, yes.
And, you know, this is what we're talking about. Look, you and I, Cindy, have stepped out in the world. I mean, I don't know about you. Maybe you knew, like, when you were a teeny little baby that this was going to be your path. For me, clueless.
I was clueless.
But, see, that's why you and I can talk about intuition.
Yeah.
That's why we can talk about following our guides. That's why we can hit the delete button when doubt and fear show up. Host on the show.
So the with the three hosts that I have, one of, you know, like I said, they have amazing their own life story.
Yeah.
But I think what is important for people to understand is we definitely walk our talk. And even the on the fifth, Nola, one of our my co-hosts, they're all Angel Empowerment Healers. But we're going to be talking about her story of surviving cancer with the traditional medicine and holistic medicine, the Angel Empowerment Healing. So I think the key is we all have different backgrounds. Sam mm-hmm. is a registered nurse. She practices. Nola and Deb both helped me co-teach the Honoring Our Sensitive Kids. Which I got to do a big shout out to that program because I've witnessed, I used to specialize with youth and before, you know, with the old training, my old world, I always call it the old world, but we created a program for all of the parents and the grandparents to assist the children that I refer to as sensitive, which I was, I'm sure you were, Pat, but our parents didn't know how to assist this, and we give some clear set tools to assist parents, and children from 6 to 12 actually get their own little program that join Deb and Nola and learn how to take care of their energy. So I'm proud of the programs that we've created because of the feedback we get. You know, we talked about the trust. I teamed up with a general practitioner physician, and we created the Angel Empowerment Healing Program. And I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about that, but we call it Reiki on steroids. And the reason that we do that is we're using energy, Raphael Creator, for healing. But we use the power of thought, the power of word. So my dear friend, Dr. Carl, created language to talk to the body mm-hmm. as we're receiving healing. It's unique. There's nothing else out there like it. I'm very proud of that program, again, because I get proof.
Yeah.
I've witnessed so many people literally have miracles happen, and I believe it's because they believe in change, they're talking the body to change, and they're receiving healing. So, yeah, another passion of mine.
Yeah.
You know, I guess for my listeners, what I've done since 2007 is my angel team, I listen, they guide the programs that I create. I would have never joined the Transformational Talk Radio without the guidance to do so. Now, Jessica, one of the producers, she reached out to me. I call that lined up, no coincidence. Then I talk to Jessica, I talk to Dr. Pat, I get guidance from Archangel Michael, this is the way to go, I reach out to my co-host, bam, here we are, right?
Yes.
It's listening. Everything I do, everything that I create whether it be techniques, I call them angel techniques because we've got tons of them that we use. Everything I do has been guided, and that is trust. And for Mandy, who was listening earlier, remember, just like Dr. Pat, I had two people show up in the very beginning. I could have given up and said, this isn't for me. I'll lose money if I'm going to do this when I only have two people show up. Right, Dr. Pat?
Oh, totally. I mean, I told you this. I didn't even tell you that. I'm embarrassed to mention the size of the room. But you're right. There was something about that that we looked at and said, the event happens. It is happening. And even if no one shows up, you've taken a first step. See, we also look for outside, and we look for that outside validation. But, you know, look, your show, your co-host, your healing program, it is all in service of becoming fully empowered and living in alignment. And, you know, you and I would not be here, even this morning, if we listened to the voice that said, who the heck are you to start the Transformation Network, to add a TV venue? Who are you? You're like this girl from the Bronx, right? You have no background in this, right? Doesn't matter how many degrees you have, but yet that's not what my guides and angels say to me.
Right.
That's not what they say. So we have to learn what you teach. All of us do. Because we are in uncertain times. And if there was ever a time to just get in and get that intuition and trust, it is now. We've never been in a place where we are not understanding everything going around. But if we could follow what you said, Cindy, we're moving into a different zone, aren't we?
Yes. And again, that's, you know, why I love doing what I do.
Yeah.
I think that one person at a time. And, you know, it's that ripple effect.
It is. So
it is. If you think, if you even just think of, those two people that were in my very first class and the skill set that they walked away with trusting in their intuition, then that ripples to their family, to people around them, at work, whatever, is because they're learning to pay attention. And I always love to say, people learn when to say no, right? No, that isn't for me. I'm going to trust what is for me. So I call it the ripple effect by just teaching one student or when I have, because I do one-on-one sessions. And that is also, you know, they get off that 1 hour with me. Lots of people say, Cindy, it isn't, you know, you need a different business model because the... What I do is when people book a one-on-one hour with me, it's so different than what it used to be. I'm really big on do the work that the angels have just guided you to do, and then when you're ready, book again.
Yeah.
And people say to me, Cindy,
yeah,
what are you doing? You need to book them right away. I'm going, no, because I'd like them to walk it, talk it, do it. Allow for the shifts, and if they need to, they will reach out.
Yeah,
again,
I love it.
It's really about empowering.
Look,
that is my, you know, what truly is empowering? It's when we trust in ourselves and we stop paying attention to the naysayers around us.
Yeah, and by the way, and then to learn this, too, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
You know, please, Cindy, let's give out your website, and thank you for joining me here today.
You're very welcome. Yes, Cindy... AEP, AppleEverPulse.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday morning to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We'll start things out. We have a disabled vehicle on Highway 3 northbound at milepost 43 near Northwest Newberry Hill Road. Not too long ago, the left lane has been blocked. DOT crews have been dispatched to the scene to take care of that disabled vehicle. still have also a collision on Highway 101 southbound at Milepost 178 near Upper Hill Road. The southbound lane is still blocked. That's right. Stay tuned because coming up next, after the news weather, it's Your Home, Your Wealth with Mike Broderick, followed by Team Delico, and the doctor is in. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Updated COVID booster shots are being authorized by the FDA. The shots from Pfizer and Moderna are designed to fight back against new variants of Omicron. Moderna's booster can be given to those 18 and older. NBC's Stephanie Goss took a rare look inside the Pfizer plant, making millions of doses.
The first thing you notice is that the tops of the vials aren't purple.
You notice the color change.
A new color because there is a new target, the Omicron BA4 and BA5 variant.
Experts say this new shot could prevent a serious surge in the coming months. The Justice Department is revealing why prosecutors applied for a search warrant for former President Trump's Florida home. They did so after receiving evidence of a likely effort to hide classified documents in defiance of a grand jury subpoena. Fewer workers were hired this month. That's the word from payroll processing firm ADP, as it says just 132,000 jobs were added to private payrolls. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The World Heart Federation made major waves earlier this year when it issued a policy brief that said no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The organization said it was imperative that they speak up about alcohol and the damages to health, as well as the social and economic harms, because there is an impression that alcohol is good for the heart, and it is not. On the heels of that, researchers at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation have published a new study that concluded no amount of alcohol is healthy if you are younger than 40, mostly due to alcohol-related deaths by auto accidents, injury, and homicide. Of course, we're talking population level here, and it's unrealistic to think people under 40 will stop drinking entirely. But if you drink, drink responsibly, and just about every expert agrees, don't start drinking in the name of your health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some clouds in the morning. But don't worry, it'll make way to more sunshine later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 79, 80 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures back down to about 61. For Tuesday and the rest of the week, more sunshine. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. For Thursday, probably being the highest of the week at 88, 89. And the low temperatures all week will be in the low 60s.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Updated COVID booster shots are being authorized by the FDA.
To Team Donico, helping pets and their people. Always a pleasure to work with the folks from Donico and their wonderful guests.
And welcome to this edition of Your Home, Your Wealth. I'm Eric Prima. Welcome to this program. I have in studio with me Mr. Mike Broderick. Mike, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
I love to say, good, I'm glad. I love to say that when we talk about reverse mortgages, we're really talking about using the power of your home for the life that you want. And there's a lot of equity in homes, particularly around here over the last few years. And that equity has power.
Very true. It represents a lot of potential cash that you can acquire.
And you just need to know how.
Exactly. So a reverse mortgage is unique. Everyone's heard about them. We're here to talk about how to utilize a reverse mortgage in the best way possible for you.
I agree. I'm hearing more and more people talk about reverse mortgages, but I think there's still a lot of myths. And I think there's some trepidation
on the part of consumers, thinking that this is a newer product, it's not going to be right for me. The thing I like about you, Mike, and you've always been this way for the years that I've known you, is you're a straight shooter. So basically you listen to what that consumer has to say, and then you guide them. Is it right for them? Sometimes it's not, right?
Correct. And we'll find that out through discovery. So when I meet with a customer, we usually talk about what their goals are, particularly what their financial goals are and what their financial situation is right now and how we can improve that. So with a reverse mortgage, we utilize a person's equity that has built up in their home to allow them to have a line of credit which they can use down the road, or even set up a monthly check option for them and even pull out some cash immediately. So the reverse mortgage is used primarily by customers who want to stay in their home, and they're looking for ways to do that. They may have a home equity line of credit already, but that home equity line of credit through the bank or the credit union requires a monthly payment. A reverse mortgage does not require a monthly payment. That's the beauty of it. So with a reverse mortgage, you can pay off your existing mortgage if you have one. You can pay off your existing line of credit, transfer that through a refinance into the reverse mortgage loan, which does not require a monthly principal and interest payment. Of course, we always have to say you do have to pay your property taxes, homeowners insurance, HOA dues, and other property charges, which you may be doing already. But it will free up that principal and interest. It will give you a line of credit that you can utilize throughout the life of the contract. The line of credit has one unique feature which most home equity lines of credit does not have. The reverse mortgage has a growth rate attached to the unused line of credit, in which that line of credit balance, which is available to borrow, will increase over the years, regardless of what your home value is. So unlike a home equity line of credit, which could go up or down and disappear if your home value goes down, that does not occur with this line of credit utilized through the reverse mortgage. During the recession, I saw even my own home equity line of credit go down in value because the home value went down as well. But this line of credit through the reverse mortgage is not tied to the home value. It is tied to another rate. So it's also tied to your interest rate. So it's an adjustable growth rate, which could go up or down with the interest rate, but I'll emphasize again, it's not tied to your home value.
Got it.
And you won't lose it, unlike you would with a home equity line of credit.
Got it. Now, you work with HomeBridge, correct?
Correct, HomeBridge Financial Services.
HomeBridge Financial Services, and we've had some interaction with some things we've done with the website. It seems like a great team.
Yes, exactly. The thing I like about HomeBridge is that they have a dedicated marketing department exclusively for reverse mortgages. They offer a lot of products that we can utilize. One of the things we're doing is this program as well. They're very keen on advertising the reverse mortgages and getting information out about reverse mortgages. So essentially, all we're doing, if a customer calls me, all we're doing is just explaining the reverse mortgage, the pros and cons, the advantages and disadvantages. There's not an emphasis to sell this loan. The first step in deciding whether a reverse mortgage is good for you or not is to explore the advantages and disadvantages of a reverse mortgage, and oftentimes to overcome misconceptions that have developed over the years. One of the biggest misconceptions I run into all the time is when a customer asks me, who owns the home if I get a reverse mortgage?
Right.
The answer is you do, not the bank. A lot of people assume that the lender then becomes the owner of the home, but that is not the case and has never been the case either, so I don't know how that myth developed. So this is a mortgage which must be paid back at a later date. The lien holder, the lender, is a lien holder. The owner is the borrower. So you will appear as the owner on the title and on the documents. And when the time comes to pay back the loan, either when you sell the home or upon the death of the last borrower, then your estate takes care of your property. The home does not go to the bank. I emphasize that again. the estate will have the responsibility to pay off the reverse mortgage debt, as well as all your other debts that the estate will do too. So oftentimes when I'm talking to customers and that question comes up and we answer it, I can just see a great relief. I can see them just saying, oh, okay, then now I don't feel as bad about a reverse mortgage as I did, because nobody wants to give up their home to the bank, particularly when there's a lot of equity left in it too.
Well, it seems like they kind of work together. So you can receive this money on a regular basis, I would imagine monthly.
Right.
Right. But at the same time, provided, you know, history sort of repeats itself, your equity in your home could be advancing as well. So you're not giving up your home. You could maybe in the future take advantage of that future equity as a way to juxtapose the fact that you've done this reverse mortgage. I like that. It almost gives you an opportunity to recoup, if you will, some of the money you've taken.
What happens on a reverse mortgage is it is a mortgage. It is treated just like a forward mortgage, except it has some unique features in it, one being you don't have to make a monthly mortgage. I've refinanced a number of my customers over the years, too, as their home values go up. So if a person utilizes all the money that they have in their first reverse mortgage and they want to try to refinance, we can look at that too, because as the home value goes up, so does the loan amount generally. Okay, we're talking in general programs here because oftentimes the reverse mortgage changes programs as well.
Mm-hmm.
We must remember also that there's two types of reverse mortgages. The predominantly used reverse mortgage is the FHA HECM mortgage. So 90-95% of our customers utilize the FHA reverse mortgage, which is also called HECM, H-E-C-M,
okay,
which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. But in some instances where we have a high-value home, meaning maybe one like 1.2, 1.3 million or above, there is a proprietary reverse mortgage, which we also call a jumbo reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Which we can look at as well, because oftentimes the jumbo reverse mortgage will lend more money to a borrower than the HECM. The HECM is kind of, at this point, we utilize the home value up to $970,800. So if I got a customer that has a $2 million home, they probably are going to go for the jumbo loan because they can get a larger loan amount with the jumbo than they could with the HECM.
Got it. So obviously conversation is key here. I think people need to reach out to you. My problem is I notice working with financial institutions or even my own mortgage company, I hate the phone tree. I mean, you know, you just get into that phone tree, and by the time you finally get a hold of somebody, if they're in this country, you don't even know. You've forgotten what you're going to even ask. You're different, though, right?
Right. I often get into that situation, too. I'm on the phone forever, clicking number one, number two, if you want, just about. So what I've tried to do throughout the life of my existence as a reverse mortgage loan officer is to make myself available to the customer right away. So I have a telephone number. It's my cell phone number. My cell phone is with me all the time. You can contact me by calling that number, and I will usually answer the phone. If I don't answer the phone, that's because I'm busy doing something else, but leave a message, and I'll get right back to you. I don't make you go through a phone tree, which is really frustrating, too. And there are, and I'm not saying anything against, you know, the call centers. They do a great job,
yes.
But for me, you can contact me immediately, and I'll pick up the phone and say, hi, Mike, and hi, this is Mike, can I help you? So if you have one question or if you have multiple questions, just give me a call, and we'll talk about the reverse mortgages and how I could help you.
Well, I have your information right here. Your cell number is 425-698-9889. Again, that's 425-698-9889. How about email? I've got your email here. Can they email you, too?
Yes, definitely. That would be another method of getting a hold of me, and that is my name, Mike.Broderick, B-R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, at homebridge.com. So homebridge is one word.
Homebridge.com. Got it. Perfect. Well, we'll give that information out again here. We're coming up on a break here in just a couple of minutes, but I'm curious, how long have you been working with reverse mortgages in your own career?
Geez, it's going on, what, 26 years just doing reverse mortgages?
Wow.
I've seen a lot of changes in reverses. And I'll say this one thing. Early on in my career, reverse mortgages were quite easy to do. They are not anymore. It takes a lot of time to get a reverse mortgage. And also, FHA and the jumbo reverse mortgage lenders are very conscious of making sure the customer understands exactly what they're getting into when they get a reverse, because it is unique. And nobody has usually done a reverse mortgage before unless you're refinancing. So I'll take a lot of time explaining this program to you before we'll even consider doing an application, okay?
Well, and I'll vouch for you here. You are exactly as you sound on the radio. You're very approachable, super knowledgeable. You speak to language that I understand, which I really appreciate. You take the time to help me understand what you're exactly talking about. So I appreciate that, and I'm sure the same for your clients. I'm sure they feel the same way. I bet you get a lot of referrals.
I do, and I get a lot of people saying, Mike, you made the process a lot more easy than I thought it would be.
And that's the finest compliment right there,
right.
Helping people. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to learn more about reverse mortgages at this point, just go ahead and call Mike on his cell phone, 425-698-9889. That's 425-698-9889. He says you can also email him, and that might be good if you have just a ton of questions. That would be mike.broderick, B-R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, at Homebridge, altogether, homebridge.com. He's a great guy, and I think you'll appreciate all the information he'll give you, and, of course, there's no obligation. So definitely reach out. I'll tell you what, we'll be back with more, the second half of Your Home, Your Wealth, reverse mortgages, using the power of your home for the life you want, right after this message.
Got questions about reverse mortgages, and Mike Broderick has answers.
So a reverse mortgage is often misunderstood by a lot of people. Some people get their information by talking to friends and neighbors who have a limited experience with reverse mortgages too. So I always recommend giving a call, and we'll talk about it. I've been doing them for 26 years. I should be able to handle all the questions that you throw at me. They are an ever-changing mortgage. There's no need to make a commitment to get a reverse mortgage.
Find out if a reverse mortgage from Homebridge is right for your retirement goals. Call Mike Broderick directly at 425-698-9889. That's 425-698-9889. Mike Broderick, NMLS number 696780, is a reverse mortgage loan originator with Homebridge Financial Services. NMLS number 6521, an equal opportunity lender. Washington Consumer Loan Company license, CL6521. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Your Home, Your Wealth, right here on Kixie 880. Appreciate your listenership. You know, we're talking about reverse mortgages and using the power of your home to get you the life you want. You've earned it, particularly if you've been in that home a long time. All those years of making sure the roof's okay, the gutters are okay, the landscape looks good, plumbing's all up to plumb, and the million other things that goes with home ownership. Well, maybe it's time for you to now have that home go to work for you. I have in studio with me Mike Broderick. He's with Homebridge Financial. Well, let's get back into the conversation. Mike, prior to going into break, we were really talking about some of the fundamentals of a reverse mortgage and why someone should consider it. Let's go back to the fundamentals for a second here. What are kind of the basics? Age requirements? Is there an equity requirement in your home? These kinds of things. Just the very basics.
Okay. So the very basic age requirement is that on the FHA mortgage, you need to be 62 or older. On the jumbo proprietary loan, that drops down to 60. So they give you a couple more years to consider getting the reverse mortgage as well. I will say that the proprietary jumbo loan guidelines are almost identical to the FHA ones too, except the interest rate is different. That's all I'm going to say. So you need to talk to me about the interest rate. And the closing costs are lower on the jumbo And the loan amount possibly could be higher. So the maximum loan amount available on the jumbo is $4 million. And at this time, last time I did a jumbo that got that much, it came in for $7.5 million. So the loan-to-value on a reverse mortgage is considerably less than it would be on a regular mortgage, too. But nevertheless, the jumbo is something that is highly utilized in this area because of the high home values as well. So the other aspects of the jumbo reverse mortgage is that in this state, the money is available only as a lump sum distribution at closing.
Mm.
Unlike a FHA reverse mortgage where you have the option of having a line of credit and a monthly check as well as a lump sum distribution, with a jumbo reverse mortgage, you only can utilize the lump sum distribution. The state has not authorized the line of credit or monthly check at this
point. Okay. Any other details of just sort of some basics that should be talked about?
Well, we also do condos, which is interesting, on the FHA loan. But, of course, a condo has to be FHA approved already, so there are there's another hurdle to get over with a condo. We can do fourplexes and duplexes, but one of the units has to be occupied by the borrower, too. Reverse mortgages are not available for rental homes or second homes. They're always for the primary residence of the borrower.
The important thing is you get to stay in your home, then you
right.
can tap some of that equity without losing ownership of the home.
Right.
And to learn more and get all the details, I'd suggest please just pick up the phone and call my super, super great guy and, as I said earlier, approachable for sure. 425-698-9889 is his number, 425-698-9889. You strike me as someone who's been around in this area quite a while.
I moved here from Spokane in 1983.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're legitimate.
Yeah, I like it here. I like Spokane, but I like it here more as well. My kids have grown up here. My wife and I are living in the same home we bought many, many years ago, too. Oftentimes, customers will say, well, I live up in Port Angeles or Bellingham. Can you see me there? And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not restricted to the King County area. I am licensed in the state, and I do loans throughout the state. And a lot of times I'll even drive there, too. That's no problem at all. And if you live in the San Juan Islands, please call.
Call right away.
I love going up there. My wife and I head up there on the boat and stay usually overnight and come back. So no problem whatsoever. I have a unique one that I just got the other day. It's a log home, and log homes are difficult to do in regular mortgages, and they're just as difficult to do in reverse mortgages too. But we'll consider all types of properties, but generally reverses are for single family residences, and then sometimes we get into condos as well too.
Got it.
So what I would encourage the listener to do is, if you have any questions about reverses or reservations too, or doubts, just give me a call and we'll talk about it. I'll tell you whether what your conceptions are, whether they're true or not, and we'll get you over that hurdle first.
There you go. And avoid the phone tree. Just dial a cell. That's pretty simple. 425-698-9889. That's 425-698-9889. If you have a bunch of questions or just want a little more detail or just love to converse via email, you can go that route too. It's Mike.Broderick, B-R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, at Homebridge, altogether, homebridge.com, get the conversation started. The nice thing about working with a company like Homebridge, I would imagine, is you might be talking to somebody and they refer you to someone else who's really not right for a reverse mortgage, but maybe they need some mortgage help on other things, and you can refer to a great company like Homebridge.
Exactly. Homebridge does many loans. Reverses is just one aspect of what we offer, but they're predominantly a forward mortgage lender. And they've been around for quite a while. And so if we can't do the reverse mortgage and I don't do the other types of loans anymore, I can certainly refer you to somebody within our company.
Great.
Great. So there you go. Just go ahead and call that cell number. Let's get back to the conversation, though, specifically about reverse mortgages. I know that a lot of people have the misconception that, my mother, my father, they want to remain in their home. They go ahead and get a reverse mortgage, but then that home's gone forever. I mean, the bank now owns it. That's not true.
That is correct. It is not true. And there's one of the first questions I get all the time. So nobody wants to give up their home upon the expiration of the loan. And in the reverse mortgage, you don't do that either. Remember, this is a mortgage, like a forward mortgage. Mm. And so the borrower retains ownership of the home. I can't emphasize that more than once, that the borrower is the owner of the home. The lender is a lien holder, just like they would be on a forward reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage can be paid off at any time the borrower wants. They can pay it off and move to a new home. All they do is pay off the mortgage balance. If both the borrower and the co-borrower die and leave the home as part of their estate, then the executor of the estate is responsible to clean up the finances, one of which is to pay off the reverse mortgage. So the reverse mortgage is kind of unique in that it has mortgage insurance, which will help pay off the mortgage balance if the home does not sell for enough to pay off the mortgage balance. Let's say we get into another recession, and I did a mortgage on a home that was worth $1 million, and then in the depths of the recession, the loan needed to be paid off, and the home was worth only $750. But they had a balance on their mortgage that was higher than $750. The reverse mortgage has this mortgage insurance, which will help pay off the mortgage balance in the event that the home does not sell for enough to pay off the mortgage balance.
That's interesting.
It's called a non-recourse loan. It's a unique type of loan, too, in which the only sums of money that are used to pay off the reverse mortgage is the real estate that the mortgage is placed upon. So in this case, the lien is on the home. If the home sells for more than the mortgage balance, then the estate keeps the difference because, again, the lender just gets paid off whatever the mortgage balance is at that time. If the home sells for less than what is owed on the mortgage balance, then the mortgage insurance will pay the difference to the lender.
That's wonderful. That's great peace of mind.
Right, it does. For the parents, you're not burdening your kids with a bill that they have to pay, which is, again, never necessary because this is not the kid's debt. It's the parents' debt.
Correct.
Right.
And we talked a little bit about this at the beginning, how, you work all these years, particularly if you're in your home a long time, you put just a ton of love and hard work into it, and hopefully the equity's gone up. But you want to now remain there for all the memories, and you want to have grandkids, let's say, come over and have the holidays and that whole thing, and you want it to be in a familiar area. More and more people are looking at home health care, for instance. Your home can even be modified. That's a whole industry to make it more usable as we all get older. This, to me, would seem like a wonderful option to help pay those expenses, but also stay in your home.
That is very true. So a reverse mortgage is used predominantly to pay off the existing mortgage so that the customer doesn't have to make the monthly mortgage payment anymore. Secondly, it's used to make repairs on the home, too. You can utilize this money any way you want, really. There's no restrictions on how the reverse mortgage can be used. So oftentimes customers will take out a reverse mortgage and set up a line of credit to be used later on to help pay for in-home care. So they'll let that line of credit grow over time, and then when they start tapping into it, they'll find out that it's a little larger than it was when they first started out. And a lot of customers will utilize it to pay for the in-home care that they have rather than move out to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
So a reverse mortgage is used to stay in the home. And this is a good utilization of that equity that you've built up over the years.
Wonderful. Great way to end the show. I can't believe it. We're already at the end of this today's episode of Your Home, Your Wealth. We'll definitely have you back, Mike, because there's lots of more information. And thank you. Really appreciate all your expertise and coming into the studio here. So stay tuned to Kixie 880, and you can find this podcast where you find all the podcasts you love. Maybe share it with a friend or relative who is thinking about doing something like this and just needs some information. The bottom line, too, is just pick up your cell phone and dial 425-698-9889. That's 425-698-9889, and speak directly with Mike. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Eric. I enjoyed it.
Appreciate you. Appreciate Homebridge. And again, phone number 425-698-9889. Thanks for listening to Your Home, Your Wealth, where reverse mortgages, you can use the power of the home, the value you have in that home, to get you the life you want. We'll be back with another episode real soon here on Kixie 880.
NMLS number 696780 is a reverse mortgage loan originator with Homebridge Financial Services. NMLS number 6521, an equal opportunity lender. Washington Consumer Loan Company license CL6521. Terms and conditions apply.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Updated COVID booster shots are being authorized by the FDA. The shots from Pfizer and Moderna are designed to fight back against the BA4 and BA5 variants of Omicron. Moderna's booster can be given to those 18 and older, while anyone 12 and older can get Pfizer's updated booster. World leaders, including President Biden, are paying tribute to Mikhail Gorbachev after news of the former Soviet leader's death. More from Trey Thomas.
Biden called him a man of remarkable vision. Biden served on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee during Gorbachev's time as Moscow's leader. Gorbachev is credited with helping end the Cold War and played a key role in retooling relations with the U.S.
The official portraits of former President Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama will be unveiled at the White House next Wednesday. The President and First Lady Jill Biden will join the Obamas for the unveiling. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Helping pets and their people. Always a pleasure to work with the folks from Donico and their wonderful guests. And just a quick thing that I like to have people think about before we get into the show itself, and that is that no doubt when you've been in Seattle or around Seattle, you've possibly seen someone who appears to possibly be living on the street, or maybe you know people that are just having a hard time with finances and they have pets, and you may wonder, you know, what do they do when their dog or cat gets sick? Well, Donico is all about helping pets and their people, unhoused people, and people in the lower income brackets. And so we are so happy to just be working with them. There's so much wonderful stuff going on with Donico right now. And so what we're going to do today is talk very briefly with the president of the board of directors. That's Marty Casey, and she's always on the show and always has wonderful insights and updates for us. And then we will be featuring our special guest, Sarah Vanston, MD. We will be learning more about her work and her work with Donico as well. So very excited about it. Do stay tuned. And we will be back in just a moment to talk with Marty Casey. I'm Marilyn Mulatto, your host of Team Donico, helping pets and their people.
Did
Donico Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donico Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donico make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. Donico Pet Clinic. Log on to donico.org. That's DoneyCoe.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Team Donico, Helping Pets and Their People. I'm Marilyn Milano. I am your host today. And let's just go ahead and introduce Marty, our Board of Directors President, with some introductory remarks.
I'm so glad to be here again, Marilyn. It's always a pleasure. And today, you don't have to hear me talk as much, which is always nice to get other people in here. And I'm thrilled that we have Dr. Sarah Vanston, who is the Site Medical Director for Neighbor Care Health Pike Place Market Clinic and the Housing and Street Outreach Programs. It's quite a title, and she does quite a bit of work. We at Donico are absolutely thrilled that we get to partner with Neighbor Care on a One Health type clinic, which means that we can treat the animal and the human as a family unit and treat them at the same time. I don't need to say a lot. Our new clinic is going well. We really appreciate your support. And if you want to support us some more, it always, every little bit helps. It doesn't matter how much it is. And you can do that on our website, which is donico.org, O-R-G. And I will turn it over to Dr. Vanston, and I think she has so much good news for us, and it's very exciting.
Well, I'm excited to hear that, too. So thank you, Marty. And I'm going to just spell the name out, because if people are like me, sometimes it's hard to remember how to spell out the website, DoneyCoe.org. So thank you so much for that. And Sarah, welcome. And thank you for being here today and taking time to speak with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell me about yourself. I mean, don't you love that question? Tell me about yourself. It sounds like an interview for a job. But I think just an overview of who you are and how you came to Seattle, just mm-hmm. let me know a little bit more about you mm-hmm. and then how you ended up collaborating with Donico Pet Clinic.
Sure. So I've been a practicing physician. I graduated medical school in 2005, so I don't do math in my head in public. But it's been a few years. And I came to Seattle from medical school for my residency program. And I did a residency in family medicine at Swedish First Hill. And I fell in love with this city and its people, and I've never left.
Well, that's great. And it sounds like we are the better for having you here. So what is it that you are doing in particular with the Neighborhood Health Pike Place Clinic? And then how did you wind up getting involved with Donico? Did someone come to you? Did you go to them? I'm just curious how you all connected.
That's a great question. I think the universe was really helping us out on that day we connected. So here at Pike Place Market Clinic, as part of Neighbor Care Health, we see a large number of patients experiencing homelessness or who have recently experienced homelessness in Seattle. And we also oversee an amazing team of nurses and other providers and behavioral health practitioners that go into the permanent supportive housing buildings around the city and provide primary care, nursing care, and behavioral health care to residents of those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the course of that work, we were offered a grant from A Healthier Here, and that is through the City of Seattle. And Healthier Here is a regional partnership that works on improving healthcare access and delivery, healthcare delivery throughout King County, and particularly to those from the Black, Indigenous, and people of color community. And so they asked us if we could provide an innovative care model. And I was talking with one of my colleagues who does the One Health Clinic at New Horizons. So they provide integrated care with people and their animals at a young adult shelter, and thought that we could try the same thing with Donico. And I heard about Donico. I did a Google search I reached out to Marty and said, hey, I have this idea. Would you like to partner with us?
What was the response when you first, you know, brought up this idea?
I love people's response and their reactions when I tell them about it, because when I start to describe the clinic where, you know, people are coming in with their pets to get their pets cared for and at the same time can also take advantage of medical services, mental health services, or even just some social work services. When I explain our integrated model, their faces light up. And I think people realize that we often care more for our pets than we care for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is a wonderful opportunity to outreach and engage people who have struggled to get care within the traditional models. You know, for instance, people who are living outside, who are living unsheltered, who have a pet, might not be able to bring their pet into certain clinics or other public spaces and also have nowhere safe to leave them during the day. So this is really a great opportunity to reach those folks and really treat the whole, you know, human, pet, animal dyad, because they are a family, and
yes,
we want to treat the whole person and the whole family.
I think that's wonderful, and when I first heard about this, I said, isn't it great? Because, you know, I know people probably come in, maybe they've got a bad bronchial cough, maybe they're just not doing well, and yet they're there taking care of their pet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great that now they can get the help they need. And this is also behavioral as well. It's not just for a physical ailment, right?
That's right. We know that pets can provide a limitless amount of emotional support to their humans. And we recognize that emotional support that pets bring, and perhaps we can check in with a client about, you know, what is, how is this animal helping you? How are they supporting you? What's going on in your life? What can we help you with? What's on your mind? I think, you know, again, our behavioral health and our physical health are so interconnected. To me,
yes,
it seems very hard to separate them out. You know, that's why I went into family medicine. That's why I work at NeighborCare. I want to take care of the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to take care of what's happening in their lives. I want to know about their relationships, their families, the environment they're living in. It all plays a huge role in their health.
It truly does. Now, I have a note here that says something about a grant. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so we got a grant from Healthier Here, and the official name of the grant, it was kind of a mouthful, is the Culturally Responsive and Inclusive Healthcare Addressing Health Disparities Through Partnerships. And so it was a funding opportunity from the City of Seattle through their contract with Healthier Here to provide innovative ways, to find innovative ways to provide health care to people who are not getting their health care needs met through traditional systems.
Okay.
So this grant gives us the opportunity to start up this program, this integrated clinic, and hopefully continue it into 2023.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, when I first heard it, I just thought, this is so wonderful. This is so important. People do often put their pets first, and then their own health is suffering or they're having issues,
mm-hmm,
emotional issues, behavioral issues. I think it's fantastic that they can be treated together as a family unit because they are family.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do you think that in the past a lot of people who have been on the street will go to the vets first but not take care of themselves? Do you think it's because that the finances, they just feel that the pet is more important? And I mean, of course, now when they come in, they're going to get treated too.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that that's just the underlying attitude of wanting to care for the animal so much and then they're putting their own needs aside?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we worry more about the ones we love the most rather than ourselves. And I've seen it time and again where, you know, people will feed their animals first. They'll make sure their animal is warm, or
yes,
it's dry. You know, their animal is not in pain. And so it's just, it's a wonderful selfless thing. And in order to care for your animal the way you need to, I would like to help you be healthy as well. And be
right.
You can take care of your animal and continue to function as a, you know, as a pet family.
Well, it's kind of like when they tell you in the airplane to put your own mask on first, you know, and then help your family. You, if you're not doing well yourself, it's really hard to be helpful to the little ones that are in our care. So now, how are people responding when they hear about this? And then also, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you're doing to prepare the clinic and also your team as this ramps up.
People are really excited. I think they often I get the reaction well, that's kind of obvious. Like, it just seems like a great pairing and a great way to access medical care or help people access medical care. And I think we just get so stuck in our silos, if you will, you know, that we see veterinary care as separate from human medical care, which is separate from behavioral health care. And it's all, in my opinion, it's all the same. It's all, you know, we're still the same person. We're all of these things. And so let's start working together and taking care of the whole person.
And how's the team responding? I mean, is there a ramping up? Is this just a natural progression? I mean, are people just jumping on board, or is it a little bit of a step at a time as people try this new model? I'm curious how that's going.
So we're going to be starting out pretty conservatively. We're going to work one clinic a week with JohnnyCo on Thursdays starting August 18th. And so as people are getting care for their pets, they'll also be meeting with someone from Neighbor Care Health who will invite them to chat with one of our providers if they like, or chat with our patient navigator. I think we're just going to take it as it comes. I know Marty has said that the veterinary side has been very, very busy. And so I'm just hoping we can be ready for the people when we start on the 18th.
Yes, and that's good to know. And I'm guessing that all of this information is up on the DonyCo website for people who are curious about it. And is the word gotten out mainly by word of mouth, by patients and telling other patients, or is there a concerted effort to try to spread the word in the community so people know this service is now available?
We're just trying to spread the word through our own neighbor care networks. We do have, you know, a team of nurses that work in the permanent supportive housing buildings. Many of the residents of those buildings have pets. And so we also have an outreach nurse who does street outreach 5 days a week to different encampments in and around the city of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will also be providing information about this clinic.
Okay. Well, I have no doubt that the word will spread like wildfire. I mean, when there is help out there available and it's a good program for pets and their people, and that's, you know, Team DonyCo is helping pets and their people, I think people tell each other. I think people, you know, share that information because they want to help others who might not know about it. And, again, this importance of providing preventative health care before it becomes urgent also. I mean, it might not just be the person there with their pet that's got a bronchial condition or a behavioral issue, but perhaps, you know, the preventive care, things that they can do to stay healthy and thus be there in even a better way for their animals.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said that, Marilyn, because it's so true. Oftentimes, particularly when we're doing outreach work in the field or on the street, we see things after they've gone, you know, past a certain point. Wounds, infections.
Yes.
You know, even diabetes, complications of diabetes.
Yes.
It would be wonderful to start building relationships with people and seeing them before things get out of hand.
Well, it's always easier. I mean, you know, the old cliche, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Sorry, I'm not more original, but it really is true. If people can look at things and situations and take preventative measures, it is so much easier. I've seen it with animals, even, you know, with people that have the means, but maybe they wait or they think the animal's going to be fine or they think they're going to be fine. By the time they get in, it's a real problem. And then it's always like, why didn't we do this sooner? So, again, I think this is just a wonderful partnership. I'm really excited about the positive impact that it's going to have in the community. So we have a few more minutes before we have to wrap up. So I'm just curious, you know, what do you see, what would your ideal vision be in a few months? You know, you're down the road a little bit. This has been going. It's been running well. How do you see things happening in a perfect world?
Ooh, I love that. So in a perfect world, we are integrated into DoniCo, into their clinical system. We are case conferencing with the veterinary team so we can know what's going on with the animal so we can be best supportive to the human. We are screening our patients for any what we call social determinants of health needs, so transportation, housing, access to food, that sort of thing. We are able to link them to care at our Pike Place Market Clinic, if that's convenient for them, or any of our other neighbor care clinics, or really any medical entity or clinic or behavioral health entity in Seattle. It doesn't have to be us. Just, you know, if people are in need, let's find that the right resource for you and get you connected. And so for me, that would be my ultimate dream, would be for that to just be thriving. And humming along and people recognizing the DoniCo clinic as a place to come for help.
Yeah, I think that that's great. So what few words would you leave our listeners with in terms of how they can help?
Well, I would just say if you see a pet in need with a pet owner, feel free to refer them to DoniCo. And if you are able to support DoniCo or check out their website, check out Neighbor Care Health's website. We have a lot of information about our primary health care services, our homeless housing services, and then school-based and dental care as well. So, you know, we are here to treat the whole person, treat the whole family, and treat the community.
Yeah, and I think one thing I've talked about with Marty before and that I mention a lot, I know a lot of people feel like if they can only volunteer an hour a month or give $10 or $5, that it's a drop in the bucket and it doesn't help. And yet it all adds up. So really, if this mission speaks to your heart and it moves you and you feel like this is a positive force in the community, then I would just say give what you can and don't ever feel it's too small. I mean, sure, we really value the larger supporters who make a lot of the bigger steps possible, but many, many people who don't have a ton to give, but when they contribute, then it all adds up and it all makes a difference. So again, if it moves you, if it speaks to you, I would just encourage you, you know, to give what you can. If you have interest in volunteering, you know, you can reach out to DoniCo and ask them about that. I think that if we all do what we can and how we can, that all of these efforts that are, you know, in place to try to make our community better, help our people, help our pets, they're all going to thrive even more. So we're just about out of time, and I'm hoping, Dr. Sarah, that you will be back in a couple months or so if we can connect with you and work out a time. We'd love to have you update us and just kind of tell us what you have learned and what your experience has been so far. Is that something you'd be willing to do?
Yeah, thank you so much. I would love that.
Okay, great. Well, we will plan to do that for sure. I know Marty can work that out. We'll get you back on, and I can't wait to hear the updates. So at this point, we're going to just take a very short break. I'm Marilyn Milano, your host. You've been listening to Dr. Sarah Vanston, who has been talking about the Neighborhood Health Pike Place Market Clinic and Housing and Street Outreach Programs and how she has connected those efforts with the DoniCo Pet Clinic to help both pets and their people. We're going to take a break and be right back with Eric Crema, who will be doing another episode of Celebrity Pet. So stay tuned for that. Thank you again for tuning in, and we'll be right back.
DoniCo.
Co. Pet Clinic provides comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, DoniCo Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team DoniCo make a difference in the lives of pets and their people. Volunteer or donate today. DoniCo Pet Clinic. Log on to DoniCo.org. That's DoniCo.org.
Coming up next on the show is a special feature courtesy of your friends at Team DoniCo. It's Celebrity Pets with Eric Crema.
And welcome to this edition of Celebrity Pets. Hi, I'm Eric Crema, and thank you so much for joining us in studio. I'm so happy to have Shelley Hart, the famed Workday host at Warm 106.9.
I just love that famed Hart. I that after all these years. Famed.
You've earned it.
Oh, boy, sure have.
Absolutely.
For a long time, I tell people, I think I've just become a part of the Seattle fabric. I'm almost like the Village People with all the hats that I wear from working with the Storm and working with O.L. Rain at Lumen Field and Seafair Queen and radio. It's like, you know, you got a gig for me, I'll do it.
People ask me, where do you work? I just say, Shelley Hart. Oh, okay. I love that.
I love that.
Well, I know something else you love. You have a couple of great animals in your life. You have Mr. Banks and Shug. I love those names.
Oh, the Shug is short for Sugar Bear. She's my golden retriever. Now in her twilight years, before anyone that's ever owned a golden retriever, you know, as they mature, as they enter into their senior years, they just get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And yeah, she's my mama girl.
Yeah, goldens are funny that way. You're absolutely right. It's like, am I being sweet enough?
Right.
Can I amp it up?
With those eyes like, hi, Mom, I love you.
Well, a lot of people know about Mr. Banks.
Yeah. Boy, that cat just fills my heart. He's a rescue. A lot of people don't know this, and that's how he got to the name Mr. Banks. There's that Disney movie with Tom Hanks called Saving Mr. Banks. And I had done some work with Paws, and I had recently had just put down my other cat. And I was a Persian. I'd had her for about 18 years, and I did Paws Walk. And they were like, do you have a rescue pet? And I'm like, oh, I've got a golden at home. I've never experienced owning a rescue animal. And they said, well, you've got to get a cat. And I said, oh, I just put my other one down, and I'm kind of partial to Persians. And they're like, oh, we never see those. I'll tell you what, the power of attraction and putting that stuff out there, you know, that energy out there into the universe, within a week, they called and they said, you'll never guess what just happened. We just had a stray brought in, and it's a Persian. And he's a hot mess, and he was, too. He was, because he's mostly a white cat with, you know, a couple of black spots, and he was yellow, and the hair was overgrown and just mad, and he was so sick. And I said, well, and it's a male, and I'd always owned female animals.
Okay.
So I went in and looked at him and fell in love with him right away. And so the name Mr. Banks came. Well, he's a male cat. I've never had a male animal before, so it's going to be Mr. Something. And I saw the movie Saving Mr. Banks.
Love it.
Yeah, from Disney. So it just seemed to fit. So that's how he got his name, Mr. Banks the Cat.
That's great. So now, Persian, does that mean high maintenance?
It does. It means taking him to get groomed. It means combing him every night because, don't you know, he just loves that. And whenever he drinks water because of a squished face, you know, everybody looks at him and goes, oh, he's an angry cat. I'm not really, he's quite happy. But when he drinks water, he puts his whole face into it, and then he'll come to you and be like, and, you know, water dripping. It's like, okay, so I've got, like, these little towels all around the house that, I got you.
Okay, so who's running the show here? I think it's Mr. Banks.
It's not me. I guarantee that.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do they get along?
They do get along, although he, you know, when we brought Mr. Banks home, he owned that house from the second he walked in, and he laid down the groundwork. It's just because his cats do. But, you know, I talk about home, and I think about those two animals, and they make my day after all the things that I mentioned that I do. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot that goes on, you know, in my world, and all these appearances everywhere, and, you know, I can go to a Storm game, and there'll be, you know, we just had over 12,000 people at the last game. There's all this going on, or I'll do the torchlight parade for Seafair, and there's people and people. But when I go home, it can be such a quiet space to go from hearing your name and just being around a lot of people, which I love to do. And then I walk in the house, and as soon as I walk through the door, who do I see?
Yeah.
And I can hear Bubba. Sometimes if she hears me at the gate, I can hear that from behind the door. And Mr. Banks is just sitting there. And as soon as I walk in, it's what I get. It's just like, you know. They just fill my heart. They
fill
my heart. And I got to tell you, a rescue pet, if you've never experienced one, they're the best. It's as if they know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if they know.
Absolutely, and I know they know. Well, one thing I know is I'm appreciative of you. Thanks so much for your time today on this edition of Celebrity Pet. Keep loving those animals. I know you will.
Oh, you know I will. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Have a wonderful day.
Team Donny Coe's Celebrity Pets is supported in part by Jerry and Lois Photography, where memories and dreams take flight. Learn more at jerryandlois.com.
Team Donny Coe hopes you enjoyed the Celebrity Pets interview. Be sure to listen for more on our upcoming shows and log on to donnyco.org to learn ways to help animals in need.
Hi, this is Marty. Please help Team Donny Coe make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. DonnyCo.org. That's DonneyCoe.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday morning to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. While on 405 northbound, it's stable 167. Now, recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the right lane. Good thing, though, State Patrol has arrived on the scene to take care of that disabled vehicle. Other than that, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Slow up through the Kennedale Hill, of course, on the 405, but breaks free after the I-90 and smooth up and about. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's the Remarkable Relationship Show with your host, Mercy Russell. And it's all about Just Roland. More on that at the news weather. Stay tuned.
This report is sponsored by Albertsons and Safeway.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The FDA is authorizing updated COVID booster shots. Michael Kastner has more.
The shots from Pfizer and Moderna are designed to fight back against the BA4 and BA5 variants of Omicron. Moderna's booster can be given to those 18 and older, while anyone 12 and older can get Pfizer's updated booster.
Another top Federal Reserve official says interest rates will keep rising as the central bank fights back against inflation. Cleveland Federal Reserve President Loretta Mester called for raising interest rates above 4%. She added she doesn't see the Fed cutting rates in 2023. The central bank has been consistently raising interest rates over the past few months in order to fight soaring inflation that hasn't been seen in decades. America's confidence in the U.S. economy is on the upswing. Gallup's Economic Confidence Index showed folks are significantly less negative in how they see the economy now than they were in July. The index hit a decade low in June at a negative 58, the worst since the Great Recession. However, economic perceptions became more optimistic as gas prices began slowing this month. Fewer workers were hired this month. That's the word from payroll processing firm ADP, as it says just 132,000 jobs were added to private payrolls. That's less than half of the gain of 270,000 jobs that was seen in July. ADP's chief economist noted job growth could be normalizing as we could be at an inflection point. The ADP report was released ahead of the jobs report from the federal government that will come out Friday. Today marks 25 years since the death of Princess Diana. In Paris, Sarah Coates says Diana's death at the age of 36 caused an outpouring of grief around the world, although her legacy continues to live on.
It's now been a quarter of a century since the tragic death of the woman known as the People's Princess. Diana lost her life alongside her boyfriend, Egyptian millionaire Dodi Al-Fayed, and her driver during a high-speed crash inside a Paris tunnel alongside the River Seine. Sarah Coates, Paris.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This week at Albertsons and Safeway, get value packs of bone-in USDA choice beef ribeye steak or frozen waterfront bistro jumbo raw shrimp for $5.77 per pound and sweet red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents per pound with this week's digital-only deal.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Well, we'll see some clouds in the morning. But don't worry, it'll make way to more sunshine later on this afternoon. High temperatures are 79, 80 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures back down to about 61. For Tuesday and the rest of the week, more sunshine. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. For Thursday, probably being the highest of the week at 88, 89. And the low temperatures all week will be in the low 60s.
guests on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Remarkable Relationship Show with Mercy Russell. For more information about Mercy and her radio show, you can visit leadershipwithmercy.com.
Welcome to the Remarkable Relationship Show with Mercy Russell, where we find the wonder in your story. I will be your host for the next hour. I have over 35 years of experience applying the science of relationship systems to my practice of psychotherapy and leadership consulting. My intuitive skills allow me to bring clarity and vision to your challenges. I hope you will be surprised in the next hour. Good morning. My name is Mercy Russell with the Remarkable Relationship Show. My goal is to bring a fresh perspective to you on all things related to how humans develop their individual brilliance while navigating the excitement, stickiness, and resistance in their relationships. In my 40 years of working as a psychotherapist, I have been continually amazed at the ways in which people overcome challenges. I hope to share my experience, insights, and stimulate your thinking, maybe with a surprise or two. So today I am in Cyril's Greece on vacation, and my guest is Roland, a retired judge. We met on an airplane going to the same spiritual conference. We're going to talk about how his spiritual path shaped his transformation as a judge. I just want to mention that we're in a living room in a house shared with the group we're here with, and so there, if we have interruptions, forgive us for ambient noise. But anyway, we're delighted to be here and to have a chance to share our conversation with you. So hello, Roland.
How are you today?
And I'm doing fine, and I hope our audience is as well. Let's just start with the background of your family and your career. Can you tell us a little bit about your family of origin and, you know, sort of where you grew up? I know this is part of your story. Can you tell, I'd like to just kind of get started in that. You are from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and the second of eight children.
That's correct.
You're also the oldest son, and you're Roland Steinle the third.
That is also true. I was number three.
Oh, you were number three.
No, I was Roland the third.
Roland the third, right. So can you tell us, just tell us something about your family. And
I grew up in a family of eight children, four boys, four girls. I was the second oldest. I was the second oldest. I was the smartest of the group. And I have an older sister. Three younger brothers and three younger sisters. Two of my siblings, a brother and a sister, passed on at this point in time. So there's six remaining siblings, or five remaining siblings in the family.
And so your father was a lawyer, and he was in general practice, also in Cedarburg.
Well, he practiced in Milwaukee. Milwaukee was 25 miles south of Cedarburg, kind of considered a suburb of Milwaukee. He practiced in Milwaukee, and we lived in Cedarburg.
And then your grandfather, his father, Roland Steinle I, was also a lawyer.
That's correct. a lawyer, a judge, and eventually sat on the Supreme Court.
And he was also in Milwaukee.
That's correct.
Correct. So, Roland, can you tell the story about how you decided to be a lawyer?
During high school, I went to Marchant High School, the Jesuit prep school in Milwaukee, and on Saturdays on the swimming team, so I'd have to get up early and take the bus into Milwaukee to go to swimming practice. And when I finished, I would meet my father in the office room shared with his father. And my grandfather, who was about 70 at the time, would be there. So I'd sit in the office and just talk with my grandfather. He was a great storyteller. He was a big guy, like 6'4", 280 pounds, but you know, just a really outspoken guy, going, he was a politician his whole life, type guy. So he would sit and he'd tell me stories, and it was because of my grandfather that I decided that I really wanted to be a lawyer. He had been pretty much a public servant most of his life, and didn't make him, he wasn't rich, and he wasn't anything, he wasn't for the money, he just loved practicing law. And he loved being a public servant, and so I decided that that was a career that would interest me.
Well, you do come from a long tradition because his father was a lawyer also. Joseph, is that correct?
No, his father died before he was born. So, so he was an only child and really a self-made man. His mother and her sister ended up owning a boarding house to support the family. His father died in 1990 of an influenza pandemic at the time in 1898. But he worked his way all the way through, and after he came back from World War I, he finished at law school and took the bar, passed the bar, and started practicing law.
Right. So this is the family profession in many ways. Your family was from Germany. That's correct? On both sides.
Family from Germany, Stuttgart. My family is from more Eastern Germany, from what we can tell. Mother's Yale, E-H-L. But on the family side of the family, there was some English, Irish, and French. So we were pretty much a little bit of everything in there.
Right. Now, you went to high school in Milwaukee, is that correct?
That's correct.
And in the course of that, you also spent time with your grandmothers.
Yes, my mother's mother. The first 2 years, I wanted to go to a football game or do anything in Milwaukee. I'd spend the night with my grandmother, who lived on the south side of Milwaukee. And with her German heritage, she had fed me German potato pancakes, homemade applesauce with cinnamon, and eating bowls. German pastry, Kuchen, and out of the other, one way or the other.
After high school, you stayed in Milwaukee and went to Marquette?
Marquette University, and then on to Marquette Law School.
On Marquette Law School. And both your father went to Marquette Law School. Did your grandfather also?